Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this live edition on iRibe English Radio on the 10th day of the month of Muharram, the day of Ashura. We extend our heartfelt condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Assalamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn. Welcome back again. We extend our condolences on the arrival of the day of Ashura, the 10th day of the month of Muharram, a rather different month of Muharram for the nation of Islamic Republic of Iran, since they have lost their dear leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, so many of their civilians, the beautiful schoolgirls and boys of Minab, so many of high-ranking officials and military commanders. This year, Ashura, the day of Ashura and the Majalis for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in Islamic Republic of Iran and in countries like Iraq, even Syria, have different color. We have missed our dear leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and I cannot believe that how we were shocked last year, the night before the day of Ashura, all of a sudden he appears in the Husseiniya, Imam Khomeini Husseiniya, and the people over there felt really, really, really happy for his presence. This year, we truly miss this dear leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. For today's discussion, which is dedicated to both the character of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, I have two guest speakers in the studio, Sayyid Mahdi and Brother Muhammad. Sayyid Mahdi, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam, and thanks for having us.
And Brother Muhammad, assalamu alaikum to you.
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
So, really much can be discussed regarding the similarities that might exist between the manners, the behaviors, the conduct of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and the martyred leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And this is the first month of Muharram in the last 37, 38 years of his leadership that we cannot have his presence in the majalis of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. This man has always emphasized and held in the majalis for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and how this majalis will act like a fresh blood in the veins of the Islamic system, the axis of resistance all across the world. 61 AH, the 10th day of the month of Muharram, and Ramadan 1447, the 10th day of the month of Ramadan. Very much the same. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was deprived of food and water, something like fasting. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, during the month of Ramadan, the 10th day of the month of Ramadan, he was killed and assassinated when fasting. Sayyid Mahdi, let's start with you, brother. So, how do you find Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei was influenced by the character of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and how he tried to, maybe the good word is to emulate, is better to say, and step on the footsteps of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in terms of manner, in terms of ideology and character?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, our condolences to Imam al-Mahdi, ajallallahu ta'ala farajhu sharif, and to all the believers across the world and to all of humanity upon the martyrdom anniversary of Sayyid al-Shuhada, the master of martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members and his companions. Before we continue and talk about the similarities that are between Shahid Khamenei and the master of martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when we talk about, you know, similarities between the master of martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and Shahid Sayyid Ali Khamenei, you know, we are by no means saying that Shahid Khamenei can replace Imam Hussein alayhi salam, or that Shahid Khamenei is at the rank or the level of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, or that Shahid Khamenei can take the place of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Sometimes people misunderstand when we talk about the similarities of an individual who is not ma'soom, not infallible, with an individual who is infallible and is ma'soom. But, you know, yes, of course, because Shahid Khamenei, he was the follower of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And so because of him being a follower, there are definitely similarities between the servant, Shahid Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and the master, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
That's it. And he has always introduced himself on different occasions and the sermons and all these, you know, when addressing people on different occasions, you know, he has always introduced himself as the student of the school of thought of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. But believe me, what people see in their leader is the true embodiment and manifestations of Husseini character. You know, line by line, step by step, if you go into the details of the lifestyle of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, you can find really, really good similarities between the two. One of them ma'soom, one of them non-ma'soom. And how it is beautiful that a leader of an Islamic ummah is going to be as close as possible to the character of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in terms of the leadership. I mean, and this makes it very much beautiful. And just compare him with the other political leaders all across the world who are going to be close to the secular, liberal type of school of thought. But this time Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei followed Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, acted like Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, practiced like Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and finally reached martyrdom like Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Brother Muhammad, one of the very important points that can be seen in the life of both these, we can say Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the martyr leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, is the unwavering commitment to divine duty over worldly gain. Can you explain it a little bit for us?
Of course. When we look at the today's politics, like on the international scale, we see that many leaders of many nations come and explain the politics and nations' interests all in terms of material life, and therefore we see a nation like the one in America.
Yes,
their conscience is not triggered only. But only the material gains and the money in their wallet and the prices on the gas pumps. But a leader like Imam Khamenei, he led by an example. He lived a humble life. He devoted himself to the nation, and so was the nation trusting in him in all aspects.
And the final moments of his life proved it right. You know, so many rumors were, on the social media that, for example, he had this and that luxurious lifestyle. He was in his workplace, very much close to his residential area with his family members around, and he got assassinated. And when the pictures, all these years, you know, he didn't let the pictures out of his house. When the pictures were out of his house, you could find how simple the leader of the Muslim Ummah lived, you know,
of course,
like Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So Sayyid Mahdi, and this is what makes the lifestyle of Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei very much beautiful and very much close to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. At the last moment of the life of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, you could see that when the enemies, some parts of the enemy forces went attacked him, they were after financial gains. They could see, for example, there might be treasure in the army of Imam al-Hussein to go and after that to find it. And martyr leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the same. He had such a simple lifestyle. Really, really something that cannot be believed by so many people all across the world, that how a leader can have such a simple lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very powerful point. Brother Muhammad also brought up this interesting point about the simple lifestyle. And, you know, we find that when people started to find out about the lifestyle and the simple lifestyle of Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, it really surprised many people, because a person who is in his position that has that much power, what we see in the, you know, political landscape across the world is that these people take advantage of their position. Yes. And they start to earn wealth. There's a lot of corruption that occurs, a lot of bribery that is going on, a lot of backroom deals that occur. You see this in the various political establishments across That's the right. world, as they make millions of dollars from their positions. And that's even what we see in the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that people like Yazid or Muawiyah, Bani Umayyah in general, Bani Abbas is even worse, is that they took advantage of their positions and they stole the wealth of the people. So when we saw Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he didn't have any of this kind of label attached to him, because, again, he too lived a simple lifestyle. He did not take advantage of his position. And Shahid Sayyid Ali Khamenei, as his follower, also did not take advantage of that position and lived a simple, humble lifestyle.
That's it. So the simple lifestyle of martyr leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, as always, made him a strong figure, up to an extent that he said that someone like the people of Islamic Republic of Iran, he said, I could really remember, I'm just looking for the Persian word in meeting with the people of Azerbaijan, that the people of Iran have learned the cultural lessons well from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and they will not pay allegiance to someone like Yazid, okay, the Yazid of their time. It is, that's it, today's hegemonic power, Epstein class of the world. I think this is the file. Let's just listen to the Persian one. I'll give an English translation, okay? Because today is dedicated to his character and the similarities between his character and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
گاهی تهدید میکنه، گاهی میگه باید فلان کار بشه، فلان کار نشه. این معناش این است که اینا در پی تسلط بر ملت ایرانن. ملت ایران درسهای اسلامی و شیعی خودش رو خوب بلده، میدانه که چه کار کنه. امام حسین علیه السلام فرمود مثلی لا یبایع یزید، کسی مثل من با کسی مثل یزید بیعت نمی کنه. ملت ایران در واقع میگن مثل ما ملتی با این فرهنگ، با این سابقه، با این معارف عالی به سردمدارانی مثل افراد فاسدی که امروز بر سر کارن در آمریکا بیعت نخواهد کرد.
That's it. This was part of the speech of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei in the meeting with the people of Azerbaijan, maybe 1-2 months before he was killed and assassinated. That so the people of Iran have learned their cultural lessons well, the Islamic lessons, it's better to call it. So still we could see that the teachings of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam are applied in his leadership. And what is important is that he has always believed in the people. I mean, the position of the people in his leadership was really important. That's why he courageously refused to bow to tyranny and knee to the tyranny of his time. I mean, especially America and the killers of so many of the civilians of Islamic Republic of Iran and the resistance movement. So, Brother Muhammad, what's your take on that?
On the tyranny and
yes.
and not bowing down to imperial powers. Of course, Imam Khamenei was a courageous character, and we saw that numerously during his taking office as a leader of the Islamic nation and Iranian nation. And he always infused the Iranian identity with the religious values and infused them both together. And he always encouraged the culture of resistance. And he said, if a nation wants to stand against the imperial powers, first they have to have that identity and to cherish that the spirit of resistance, and they have to have confidence, they have to have independence in culture, you know, to be able to stand against these hegemonic powers.
That's it. Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Muhammad Said Mahdi. Again, we extend our heartfelt condolences on this day of Ashura. An Islamic Republic of Iran, all across the Islamic lands, all across the world, a rather different month of Muharram and the day of Ashura. Here and there, the name of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei is being heard as Shahid Rahbar. And I could really remember last night when I was attending this Majalis and Matam of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in the holy shrine of Lady Fatimatul Masuma in the holy city of Rome, you know, here and there, by the name of Imam al-Hussein, is the name of Shahid Rahbar, and they cannot forget this man, this great man, this hero of the contemporary world, 21st century, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Thank you very much, both of you. Let's take a break, and after our break, we'll continue our discussion. Again, our condolences to you all Muslims all around the world on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam.
Salam alaikum. يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا أجعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
Welcome back. You're listening to us live on IRIB English Radio. The beautiful voice you listened to was the late Kosari, the reciter of the elegies and the Mercy and Matam, who was famous for his elegies, we can't say before. Mm-hmm. The late Imam Khomeini, when he was alive, most of the majalis of the late Imam Khomeini were colored by the voice of the late Kosari. And today you could see that how much these elegies and the reciters of the elegies had role in showing the resistance of the Islamic nation, you know, after they were attacked during both two of the war and the last Ramadan imposed war. Alhamdulillah, this line of art, it's better to call it, has helped a lot the resistance movement all across the world, especially Islamic Republic of Iran. Okay, Sayyid, let's get to the other
similarities. Yeah, sure, yeah. What's really interesting here, though, like what you just said, is that, you know, the resistance movement in general, it is very intimately connected to Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, and his movement. It is a natural continuation of the movement of Imam Hussein, whether it is any of the resistance movements across the world, really. So whether it's Palestine, yes, or Lebanon or Yemen, or even these, you know, student protesters that have come out, mm-hmm, on the university campuses in the U.S. and Europe and various different places of the world, these all, one way or the other, they are sourced in the movement of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, whether they know it or not. But fundamentally, even the student protesters, their, yes, movement is rooted in the movement of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. You know, one thing, before we continue, when we were talking about the aspect of worldly gains and how, yes, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was not pursuing worldly gains, Shahid Sayyid Ali Khamenei was also not pursuing worldly gains, this is a very profound and powerful point, because a person who's not greedy, mm-hmm, for materialistic gain,
yes,
it is impossible to buy off that person. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as compared to, for example, the United States, where you have one of the strongest lobbies, which is the AIPAC lobby,
yes,
what do? They go and they buy politicians, they buy people that have political power, that make decisions. So when you buy that individual, you know, then you own them. So it's just like Yazid, yes, bought Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad bought Umar ibn Sa'd, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Here we see the same similarity, that neither could the arrogant powers of the present day buy Shahid Sayyid Ali Khamenei. But at that time, Yazid was not able to buy Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and the only solution that is left is to kill and assassinate an individual that you cannot buy off. And
that's right.
And this is what we see happened in both instances.
And this proves that the success is not measured by the worldly outcomes. I mean, although I myself believe that worldly outcomes also, we can say,
are important. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. And this time, the Islamic Republic of Iran and the movement of the Islamic Revolution of Iran is rather much different from Imam al-Hussein one, because from 61 AH to 1447, you know, which is the truly Shiite establishment is over at work, we had progress a lot. You could see that, for example, during the Baath imposed war against Islamic Republic of Iran, America and its allies attacked Iran, and we didn't have, it went maybe 7 to 8 missiles, okay? Now you could see that Iran counterstrikes and counterattacks via American forces through its Navy, through its aerospace, you know, through its ground forces, and how much strong Iran become under the leadership, the 37 leadership of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. This is a big difference that we could see today. This establishment with the previous ones, we can't say Shiite ones, all of them taken a spirit from Imam al-Hussein movement, Hussein, but now manifested and embodied in the character of this establishment, Brother Muhammad.
Yes, of course, you pointed out a very important point here. Imam Khamenei understood the movement of Imam Hussein, the culture of resistance, so did the Iranian, yes, nation, and their wars against the tyrannical forces of the world was inspired by that. And that's why, despite all the adversities, mm-hmm, and lack of technological advancement that sometimes compared to, for example, American Air Force or Navy, yes, they possessed, they kept going forward and continue with the resistance. And they came on top. They came on top victorious, and that's, yes, how America and its allies and the genocidal Zionist regime have resorted to these fake peace processes, mm-hmm, with and treaties with the nations who resist them. Just like how people in Lebanon forced Israel back and defeated them in 2006.
Yes,
and so did on numerous battlefields. You know, mm-hmm, and that. Attained them victories, mm-hmm, on all the aspects and fields, political aspects, fields, and even military wise.
I know the first article of the Memorandum of Understanding signed remotely, mm-hmm, between Islamic Republic of Iran and ISIS of America is very much close and tied to the case of Lebanon. I mean,
of course,
this case shows that Iran has always concerns for its allies, true allies. I mean, Lebanon, one of the fronts of Islamic Republic of Iran against Israel. And we know that how much a country must be courageous enough in order to tie its negotiations with another country. This is something rare in today's world. Most of the countries and political systems do only things for their own benefits.
Of course.
And do not consider the other, for example, even you could see that, for example, in the attacks against the Islamic Republic of Iran, so many of the allies of the United States, because of the benefits, did not help, okay? And so many did. I mean, for example, in the Arab countries, you could see that the bases were attacked, you know, and at the end of the day, they are hand in hand with the United States of America. This is the true dignity that the leadership of Islamic Republic of Iran brought to this nation, to this ummah, that never bow down to the enemies and the oppressors of your time, namely Israel and United States of America. And Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Sayyid Mehdi, has always used it in his speech. I mean, this was the soft power of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on and off. You know, he gave the different speeches on various topics, but the because inseparable part and section of his speech was in order to be courageous into the face of hegemonic powers and the liberal capital, we can say, on Islamic movements all across the world.
Yeah, so for example, what's interesting is you will see that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, year 61 Hijri, well, really the what I was going to say was that he faced an incredible amount of pressure.
Yes.
From Yazid and the political establishment. And so it wasn't really, the pressure started 61 Hijri on the first day of Muharram and resulted on the day of Ashura.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the political pressure had started before that. So you know that the journey that Imam Hussein alayhi salam took from Medina to Mecca and then Mecca to eventually Karbala, while he was on his way to Kufa, I mean, it took multiple months. So before those multiple months, you also had the planning and strategic phase of Yazid and his forces. And so the political pressure was there, you know, for quite some time. And it was a lot of political pressure. Many people came to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and told him, listen, it's better if you, you know, just kind of bow out and stand down and just let them do whatever they're doing. They're vicious individuals. They will kill everybody if it comes down to it. And interestingly, they said the same thing to Shahid Sayyid Ali Khamenei. They even said the same thing to Imam Khomeini. They told him, you know, forget about this revolution. And they told Shahid Khamenei, just, you know, bow down to the wills and the desires of the arrogant powers. But we see in both instances that they resisted the pressure that was there and they remained courageous in the face of great pressure. And they came out victorious, alhamdulillah.
That's it. All right. Thank you. Thank you, my Sayyid Mehdi and Brother Muhammad. Nice elaboration. There's still so many aspects, the similarities that might exist between the two. We'll take a break, and after our break, inshallah, we will continue our discussion. Hussein's head upon the spear did rise. Khamenei's gaze met the tyrant's lies. Both thawed the heavens through dying eyes. Their martyrdom shook earth and skies. Welcome back. You're listening to us live on IRIB English Radio on the 10th day of the month of Muharram, the day of Ashura. Again, we extend our heartfelt condolences to you, dear Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, dear people all across the world who truly defended the rights of the people of Palestine, Gaza, and Islamic Republic of Iran, and you stood on the right side of the history as the followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam did during the history of the world. And now the history itself will show that who was true and how the true side of the history, Islamic Republic of Iran or the Epstein class. Okay, and today I think that the truth is exposed to most part of the world, alhamdulillah, through this good divine narrative of Islamic Republic of Iran. What a sad month of Muharram this year for the nation of Islamic Republic of Iran, since they have lost their dear leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And this year, the flag of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the flag in the majalis is just waved in the sky along with the flags of Islamic Republic of Iran. This shows that how this nation and how Islamic Republic of Iran sacrificed for the Husseini movement and the Husseini cause. And this is the mistake and the miscalculation that the enemies of Islam has always made about Islamic Republic of Iran. From day one that Islamic Revolution, Islamic Republic of Iran was established, they started assassinating our high-ranking officials, and they didn't get nowhere. This, after 47, 48 years, again, they assassinated our martyred leader, and they are just acting void and acting infantile. They will get nowhere. Brother Muhammad, Imam Hussein's movement was not a political one, okay? Of course, some analysts believe that it was, but according to so many people, it was not a political, for political gain, for political power. But indirectly, the movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam influenced the political thought and ideology of Islamic Republic of Iran, led by the late Imam Khomeini and martyred leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Is it a new interpretation out of Imam al-Hussein's movement for modern use, or no? It was already embedded in Husseini movement, and now all of a sudden, martyr leader Ayatollah Khamenei give it a new face and just practice it in action in his leadership.
A little bit of both. It's not a new movement. It was embedded in Imam Hussein's movement. Imam Hussein's movement was not restricted political, but everything we do in our life, even in our ordinary life, any task we take on has a political aspect to it. So it's illogical and unintelligent to say that a movement or a task or an intent does not have a political aspect to it. So therefore, we saw the political projection of Imam Hussein movements transcending through the history.
Yes.
And was applied by the Islamic Republic of Iran in all its field of interactions with superpowers, the culture of resistance, the political resistance of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the nations that are ideologically bound to the same movement, their collaboration throughout these years against all the, tyrannical forces of the world that are trying to diminish the human rights and inequality in the world, gave birth to many beautiful things, that we are seeing today, And the martyrdom of Imam Khamenei is also a political martyrdom.
That's right.
At the same time, that we lost a spiritual leader. It was politically charged. His assassination was politically charged. So therefore, we see a huge political aspect to this movement.
That's it. Okay. So, Sayyid Mehdi, what's your take on that?
Well, yeah, I think if I just kind of like maybe just add really quickly here. So, for example, I think it's a misunderstanding that Imam Hussein alayhi salam's movement was not political. I humbly believe it was a political movement.
It was a political one?
It was a political movement. It was a social movement. It was a cultural movement.
But not after political gains and benefits.
Well, that's the differentiation I wanted to make. So it's not like Imam Hussein alayhi salam. If you look at the whole trajectory of what happened, he comes out and he says that I'm, standing up to reform the Islah the reform of the ummah of my grandfather, right? So this is what he says. And so when he says that I'm not after political power, this means that unlike the other political forces of the era or before them, whose only purpose was to gain political power, whether it was in a illegitimate way via haram and forbidden means, it doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. So for the other forces, gaining political power was a means and a vessel for material gain, for worldly gain, for materialistic things, yeah, for evil purposes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we find that Imam Hussein alayhi salam's rising or standing up against Yazid, it was a political move. The people of Kufa sent him thousands of letters to come and help them to stand up and rise up against Yazid. Yes. So this is a political thing. That's what's going on. You know, even if Imam Ali alayhi salam, if we go back to that era, when the people came and they said, we want you to be the caliph, mm-hmm. right, after the murder of the third Caliph Uthman, when they came to him, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, I don't want this power that you're giving to me, but yes, if you insist, I will use this power to implement the Quran and the Sunnah. So the purpose of that political movement is to establish the Quran and the Sunnah. That's yes, right. It's not for political gain, you know, in a negative manner, but in a positive manner.
That's it. This is the true differentiation that was made between we can't say being after political gains by any means, okay? Mm. Even by disclosing, for example, Epstein class now, you know, and the Epstein files in the hands of some is for sure for the political power and not it is not for, just on the social media, you could find that the Epstein class and the Epstein files are over there in order to even change the politicians and the statesmen all across the world. So no name of Ali Khamenei was on the Epstein files. I mean, how, and they didn't have any more option to just take his allegiance because they asked him to take allegiance, okay? He said that we take your allegiance or we kill you, assassinate you. And the kufi around the neck of the Shaheed Rahbar has always shown that he's always in this holy struggle against the oppression and the hegemonic powers. This brought Ezzai kind of dignity to the Muslim Ummah, Brother Muhammad. And this is what, you know, made Shahid Sayyid Ali Khamenei very much different from the other political leaders of his time.
Of course, very diametrically opposing and different to those world leaders who their thirst and their eager to gain worldly gains made them a subject of manipulation and blackmailing. This Epstein scandal is not, even though it comes as a surprise to many in the Western world, and it was a conspiracy theory for many years that the politicians in the United States are rented and are blackmailed and manipulated by the Zionist lobby and foreign actors. Mm-hmm. But it was all along known to us, the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, as conspiracy analysts to determine which conspiracy is true or not, because we follow the path of Imam Hussein, which is the path of truth. So using our critical thinking, we always knew there's something going in the background. Comparing our leaders to theirs, our leaders, like somebody such as Imam Khomeini and Imam Khomeini as well, they followed the Husseini path. They stayed away from the material, gains and chases of this world, and they projected true leadership. That's why they were never subjected to this kind of manipulation.
That's right.
And if you study the whole history of colonialism, British Empire, you know, the American imperialism, you see numerous Epstein files and mm-hmm. classes, projected throughout the history. Even in, I read an article from Village Magazine, if I'm not mistaken, it's Ireland's political and cultural magazine, mm-hmm. that refers to Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, mentor, who was a violent pedophile and a racist with deranged views about the lack of intelligence of women. These are the same people that mm-hmm. Advocate for women's rights.
Yes.
And they're holding, apparently and supposedly, they're holding the torch of, you know, equality and human rights, and they turn out all to be, you know, corrupt and, you know, pedophiles and homosexuals, and the scandals just are numerous. Somebody just need to search in through the history and we'll find out, you know, who they really are. And
that's right. And the look that Sayyid Ali Khamenei had, the women, you know, I mean, believing in them as the elevating women, as the pillars of the movement, Sayyid Mehdi, you know, we can't say receive, and not receiving women as only the passive victims of the modern culture, as you could see it today, you know, the tools in the hands of the politicians, unfortunately, all across the world. I mean, I'll be happy with you, Sayyid Mehdi, if you just give us Imam al-Hussein and Sayyid Ali Khamenei's approaches of considering women as the pillars of the movement and this resistance.
Yeah, I think even before Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you find that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, right from his era, the pure Muhammadan Islam involves women and gives women a very important role, a very high status. The Holy Quran, if you look at the verses of the Holy Quran, which means that Allah the Almighty has given women a very high status when it comes to spirituality and to be able to reach levels of spirituality. Men and women are equal when it comes to the in the sight of the Almighty Allah. So when it comes to taqwa, when it comes to honesty, sincerity, all of these different spiritual levels, the Holy Quran says that they're at the same level. So it is a part and parcel of the pure Muhammadan Islam to give women this equal status and this equal value. And of course, you know, anybody who even superficially looks at the Western civilization and Western culture will see that there is no equality between the value of a man and the value of a woman in Western culture and Western civilization. Of course, even Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you see that he took his sister, or his sister Zainab went with him, and he allowed her to go with him. And this shows how Imam Hussein alayhi salam believed in that women have a very important role. And I guess because we're connecting it with Shaheed Sayyid Ali Khamenei, you know, he, 37 years of his leadership, we find that he brought women into the forefront, whether it's in the scientific arena, how many doctors you have, physicians you have, nurses you have, teachers you have, scientists you have, in all parts of the various different strata of life, you find women are involved in the Islamic Republic of Iran.
That's right. Thank you, Sayyid Mehdi and Brother Muhammad. And truly, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei lived the path of a martyr. And this has been always tackled in different speeches by the Shaheed Rahbar on different occasions, that this is my ultimate wish, to become a martyr on the path. My ultimate goal is to become a martyr on the path of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the resistance against hegemony. And this made his character a little bit, we can say, strange as a political leader for some people. They don't understand this, the calculations that are made in this system of the thought of Shaheed Rahbar, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Anything missed regarding this part, Brother?
Well, they have to understand the culture of martyrdom if, in order to understand the practices, the political practices and cultural practices of Imam Khamenei, the self-sacrifice, you know, and being totally in service of a nation. When we compare Imam Khamenei's character as a leader to other world leaders, we see a huge distinguishment in character. Imam Khamenei was very exalted in character. His manner of speech was different than the of those Western leaders. He had a high level of eloquency. He projected culture. He projected the, you know,
how knowledgeable, knowledge. Book lover, you know, well versed enough in literature.
And he connected to all people from all parts of life. And I might argue that with all the political political turmoils and the speed that everything is changing, you know, the rapid change mm-hmm. in the political landscape, now people are more, more of a recipient to understand the culture of sacrifice and martyrdom. So I could tell that I could, you know, to some degree of certainty say that they did truly understand the practices of Imam Khamenei and the way that he led the nation.
That's it. All right. Let's listen to his words about the concept of martyrdom and the concept of, we can say, being martyred in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he himself has always wished for the martyrdom on the path of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, because he believed in himself as a true heir to this rich legacy of the martyrdom and all the shuhada during the history of the world. And as I said, this kufiya around his neck has always shown that he is acting like a soldier in the path of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. The concept of martyrdom in the words of the martyred leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
من به شما بگم و به زبون بیارم هر وقت من فکر اینو میکنم خودم که این جنگ و این میدانهای
Let me tell you this and bring it to words. Whenever I think about how the war, how the martyrdom, the honor of sacrificing blood is over while we are left behind, and then at times we die in a car accident or die due to a high fever, God knows how sad I am when imagining this. A field of competition to reach eternal satisfaction of the divine. A field of competition to reach paradise. To be taken from you just like that and then we just die, it's extremely difficult to consider. How I wish from the bottom of my heart that our deaths be the same as the death of your children.
Welcome back. You're listening to us live on IRIB English Radio on this day of Ashura. Again, we extend our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, also the martyrdom of Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. This speech, what you listened to, was dating back to so many years ago when the families of the martyrs of the Holy Defense of Iran, I mean the Baaths, imposed war against the Islamic Republic of Iran, the president speech, and he wished literally for martyrdom that a man can die for any cause. It could be a car accident, it could be a high fever, but how beautiful it is that if you are getting martyred for in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the cause of Islam, for the cause of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and he wished that his death be like the young children of yours, that he's addressing the parents who have lost their children, their commanders during the war against Islamic Republic of Iran. And finally, he reached his goal. I mean, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei lived like a martyr. In order to be a martyr, you have to live like a martyr. I mean, and he lived truly like a martyr, like his master Mawla, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So let's just talk a little bit about this living martyrdom. I mean, what signs were there, Sayyid Mehdi, that puts Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei as a living martyr?
It's really interesting sometimes before we kind of answer that, or maybe I should answer that and then go to the other thing I was going to say. Of course, there's so many signs, whether it is this detachment from worldliness, whether it is this steadfastness, whether it is courage, whether it is deep faith, this simple lifestyle, this connection with the shuhada of the past, this connection with the imams, alayhim as-salam, and tawassul and tawakkul. So there's a lot of things that we can talk about when it comes to the various different connections that we find this living martyr whose end was also martyrdom. But I wanted to just kind of briefly say how sometimes we have the wrong concept of martyrdom. We think that martyrdom is the goal. When in reality, when you look at the life of Shahid Sayyid Ali Khamenei, you will see that his life is a life full of service. It is service to the pure Muhammadan Islam. It is service to the Holy Quran and a service to the people. And so along that duty of service and to be able to bring about truth and justice, to bring yes. about equity, fairness, you know, to bring about a good, prosperous society, if an individual becomes incredibly effective and influential, then yes, what happens is that one way or the other, they attain the status and the rank of martyrdom. So martyrdom is not, you know, some kind of a like suicide type cult or thinking. No, it is a reward. It is a medal of honor, if you will, for an individual's sincere service to the Almighty Allah, to the point where that individual becomes so powerful that the only way to control that individual, the forces of evil, turn to martyrdom and assassination.
That's right. So living like a martyr, Brother Muhammad.
Of course, of course.
Of course, this doesn't mean that he wanted to kill himself.
No, no, no. I mean, far from
it's
that.
It's far from the ISIS type of thing. I mean, because this is usually misunderstood by the Western powers.
Of course.
And in the media, they have shown that these are the people who are after killing themselves. I mean, the culture of martyrdom is very much different from suicide bombing.
Of course, it's all about the journey, as Brother Ali pointed out too. It's a reward of a sincere service and enduring hardship throughout one's life. If somebody lives a martyr life, if he sincerely believes in divinity and higher moral values and he struggles in attaining them, on this path, he renders service to others, just like how Imam Khamenei did throughout mm-hmm. his leadership, then they see martyrdom as the completion of this mission.
Yes.
Somehow you are willing to sacrifice your own life to nourish this path
yes.
of higher moral grounds. So with sincerity and believe in divinity and enduring hardship.
Yes.
If God's willing, you know, somebody might attain this level. This high level
yes.
of you know, demise mm-hmm. from the world, and not be and their demise won't be accidental throughout the nature forces
yes.
that everybody else is going through. So it's a reward given to a person who really mm-hmm. lives a life of a martyr.
That's it. All right. Thank you, Brother Muhammad and Sayyid Mehdi, for presence in this live edition on Arab English Radio. Still, the funeral ceremony of our Shaheed Rahbar is not done, and it will be done in 1 week or 2 weeks from now, inshallah, in the holy cities of Qom and Mashhad in Tehran. Also, the people of Iraq very much asked an invite that a funeral ceremony is being done for the body of Rahbar over there too. During all the period of his leadership, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei didn't find a chance of going to Karbala and pay a visit over there to the holy shrines of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, who were the true teachers of his thought, you know. And now his body is going to be taken over there, you know. And what a sad news. And, you know, sometimes we take for granted the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the people. This is, again, a sacrifice. That when a leader, for the political reasons, do not find a chance to go and pay visit even to his master and mawla, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, but he paves the way through his leadership, through his knowledge, through the facilities that are made by him, through the funds that are over there for the people to go to Karbala, to go to Arba in procession, you know, and how much it was welcomed by the people of Islamic Republic of Iran. This is all because of the sacrifice that were made by the leadership of Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
Yeah, I don't know how much time we have left, but
we got about one or two minutes.
You know, I just wanted to add in here before we close up, and that is just like the tradition states from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, that the fire for Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the hearts of the believer is such that it will never subside, it will never cool down. And I think that the martyrdom of Shahid Sayyid Ali Khamenei, as well as all of our shuhada that we have lost in recent times, you know, at least recently, starting from Shahid Haj Qasim and Abu Mahdi, and then continuing on to Shahid Sayyid Nasrullah, you know, all of the other martyrs, Haji Zadeh and Salami and Bakiri, and these very great auspicious individuals who were martyred, the fire for the martyrdom of all of these individuals has been added to that fire that we had for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
That's right. And here and there we could see that still how much the current administration, United States of America, is haunted truly by the name Qasem Soleimani. After all these years being repeated and repeated, and say that without removing Qasem Soleimani, we couldn't do this and that. Truly, like the character of Abul Fazl Abbas to Imam Al Hussein alayhi salam, Shahid Haj Qasem Soleimani was to the leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Sayyid Mahdi, thank you very much for a nice elaboration, and Brother Muhammad for the similarities that you elaborated between the character of Imam Al Hussein alayhi salam and Shahid Rahbar Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for being with us on this live edition. Again, we extend our condolences on this day of Ashura, a rather different month of Muharram for the people of Iran, since they have lost their leader, high-ranking officials, civilians, the beautiful souls, schoolgirls and boys of Mina. This school and this program is dedicated to all the shuhada on the altars we have missed during 12-day war and the Ramadan war. To another live edition, God bless you all. Fi amanillah. Do not forget us in the majalis of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam you attend. Hussein's body trampled and torn, Khamenei's flesh by enemies worn. Both rode through death, both were reborn. In every wound, a nation was sore.